and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. Today's topic, UFOs over Ukraine. Yeah, that's correct. UFOs spotted over that politically sensitive country known as Ukraine, not the Ukraine. Now, the article we're looking at first comes from LiveScience.com. The title says, Cosmic and Phantom UFOs are all over Ukraine's skies, government report claims. The article is by Brandon Spector, I think it says. Astronomers observe dozens of objects that cannot be scientifically identified. Now, if you go to the site, you'll see a picture there. That picture's from clear back in 2020. It's not of the actual UFOs. It's some kind of a laser light show they've got going on there. A little bit confusing. It says on down in the article here, of course, given that Russians and Ukrainians have been locked up in a months-long war that relies heavily on aircraft and drones, it is likely that many of these so-called UFOs are military tools that appear too fleetingly to identify, a U.S. intelligence agency has speculated. Kind of gives you a little bit of a feel for how this article is going to go without even reading through the whole thing yet. The first appeal to authority is to an anonymous U.S. government source. Published to the preprint database, AIXIV, the report, which has not been peer-reviewed, describes recent steps that Ukrainian astronomers have taken to monitor fast-moving, low-visibility objects in the daytime sky over Kiev and the surrounding villages, using specifically calibrated cameras at two weather stations in Kiev and Veronika, a village about 75 miles to the south. Astronomers observed dozens of objects that cannot scientifically be identified as known natural phenomena, the report said. Well, that kind of sums up what's going on here. Now, we're in a war zone. We've seen this before, anybody that follows the UFO phenomena. These things seem to be attracted to areas of conflict. During the lockdown, they seem to be attracted to some of the areas that had the most draconian lockdowns in place. It's almost as if they're attracted to human suffering. It says government agencies tend to refer to such objects UAP, short for unidentified aerial phenomena. And then it goes on and says, we observe a significant number of objects whose nature is not clear, the team wrote. We see them everywhere. Now, if they've seen a significant number of these, and we're talking about scientists and researchers, it stands to reason that they would have been able to immediately recognize whether or not these things are drones. But they're describing them as moving in the daytime, so they should be able to see them clearly, and they're describing them as moving at high speeds. The researchers divided their UAP observations into two categories, cosmic and phantoms. According to the report, cosmics are luminous objects that are brighter than the background sky. These objects are designated with birds' names such as swift, falcon, and eagle, and there have been observed flying solo as well as in squadrons, the team wrote. Well, we've seen the same thing here in this country as far as a lot of these orbs are concerned. I remember back a year or two ago during all the COVID craziness and lockdowns in Australia. I mean, maybe they're still there locked down in Australia. I don't know. You could leave comments. But you had these frequent sights of these luminous orbs. It says phantoms, by contrast, are dark objects, usually appearing completely black as if absorbing all the light falling onto them, the team added. By comparing observations from the two participating observatories, the researchers estimated that phantoms range from 10 to 40 feet and can travel at speeds of up to 33,000 miles per hour. For comparison, an intercontinental ballistic missile can reach speeds of 15,000 miles per hour. Now think about this. These UFOs that they are tracking are reaching speeds of 33,000 miles an hour. 33,000. Twice as fast as a ballistic missile. twice as fast. The researchers did not speculate as to what those researches may be. Rather, their paper focuses on the methods and calculations used to detect the objects. However, according to a 2021 report from the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, it's likely that at least some UAPs are technologies deployed by China, Russia, another nation, or a non-governmental entity. See when that was written? Back in 2021. They're pre-bunking you. Oh, don't mind what you're seeing. Don't mind this luminous object, this dark object that shows up in the daytime that darts across the sky at 33 miles an hour. That's got to be the Chinese. That's got to be the Russians. Okay, how stupid can you be? You're in Ukraine. You have a shooting war between Ukraine and Russia. If Russia had weapons on the ground, or in the sky rather, that traveled at 33 miles an hour, twice as fast as a ballistic missile, don't you think that they would be using these weapons to take out the Ukrainians with pinpoint accuracy? If China had weapons that traveled 33,000 miles an hour that could act in the way that these UFOs do, violating the laws of physics, do you think that they would have waited this long? Well, don't you think they would have already taken Taiwan? Because if they had weapons this fast, they could literally take out incoming nuclear weapons before they, hardly get off the ground. Think about it. If they have an object that can travel, violating all laws of physics at 33 miles an hour, what is a nuclear missile to them? Their weapon goes twice as fast as ours. That means they can take our weapon out, especially when they can start and stop. They're going 33,000 miles an hour 1 second, and they come to a complete stop the next. If one of these other countries ruled by a dictator had that kind of technology, don't you think they would have used it on the battlefield already? It makes no sense. The article continues on down here. It says, given the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine, which began in February 2022, it's reasonable to suspect that some UAP described in the new report may be linked to foreign surveillance or military technologies. Now, that statement right there was just written down as a statement of fact. And that is not a statement of fact. It's not reasonable to expect that the UF sightings that this scientific team is talking about are Russian drones. They know the difference between a drone and a UFO. It's clear. They're scientists. They know the difference between a drone and a UFO. The same way that any reasonable person knows the difference between a drone and a UFO. A drone does not travel 33,000 miles an hour. A drone is a machine. It might be a small machine. It might be a large machine. But it's propelled by propellers driven by batteries. It makes a lot of noise. Doesn't go 33,000 miles an hour. According to the appeal to authority again. According to the ODNI report, other possible explanations for UAP include airborne clutter, such as birds and balloons, atmospheric phenomena such as crystals or classified government projects. They forgot to include swamp gas. Neither the U.S. nor the Ukraine reports raise the possibilities of extraterrestrial visitors. The U.S. government has openly renewed its interest in UAP investigations since 2017 when several videos taken by U.S. Navy aircraft leaked to the media. That's a whole nother subject we've talked about many times on this podcast. Why wasn't anybody held to account for these videos being released clandestinely to Tom DeLonge and his friends? Why wasn't anybody held to account for these videos not maintaining the chain of custody? Given the fact that nobody was held to account, no blame was laid, nobody's in jail, nobody got fined, nobody got warned on TV, given all that, I have to assume that it was intentional, that it was just some kind of back-channel way to cloud the waters. You know what they call this? A limited hangout. You put a little bit of the information out there, and then that's enough to keep the curious at bay for a while. But the real good, juicy stuff, you don't talk about that, or you tell people that they're conspiracy theories, the theorist, or they're crazy if they try to access it. This is a classic technique used by intelligence agencies all over the world, governments all over the world, limited hangout. Give them a little bit of information, don't tell them everything. It's really no different than if your spouse doesn't want you to know about something they did. They may be okay telling you that they went out with a friend and had a couple drinks, but they probably won't tell you that they went to the bar, got, you know, completely smashed drunk, and hardly made it home. Okay. Your wife may tell you that she bought a new pair of shoes, but she might not want to tell you she bought a new car. Limited hangout. Goes on and says, the government subsequently declassified the footage and recently revealed that more military footage of UFO encounters does exist. Now, see the pivot here? They've just pivoted from the story, the actual story, that of these massive sightings of UFOs in Ukraine in the middle of a war. They've completely glossed over that and said, oh, well, it's probably just some top secret military stuff or some drones. And then they start talking about, oh, well, you know, we did give you that little video from, you know, 15 years ago that looks like kind of like comparable to a child's crayon drawing. Yeah, you can have that. And yeah, there is some other cool stuff, but you can't look at it because, you know, it's redacted. Kind of like when Trump asked for his FBI files. Oh, you can have them, but the pages are all blacked out. Need to know. Remember, knowledge is power. They don't want you to have the power, so you don't get the knowledge. It goes on, rambles on a bit about that, and then it says the authors of the new UAP report out of Ukraine added that the country's National Academy of Sciences is interested in contributing to this ongoing research. Well, yeah, they're probably, there's an obligatory tic-tac video. I think sometimes that the Navy just released that just so people that are interested in UFOs would have something to look at and would shut up, because we know that the pictures they have are way better. But back to the Ukrainians, yeah, they're interested in knowing what's flying over their country. They should be. They're in the middle of the war, and they have objects flying at 33,000 miles an hour in ways that are not possible for man-made objects to operate. But we're being told by the U.S. government that we shouldn't be concerned because they're just drones. Or they could be some top-secret aircraft from the Chinese or the Russians or maybe the U.S., but you don't need to know about that either. Wow. That's a whole lot of crazy right there. Now we go on to another article talking about these same drones. Apparently a lot of people have been seeing them. You know, we've talked in the past about how hard it is to find relevant, unbiased information about the UFO phenomena on the internet. Google basically controls the searches, or even search engines that you think aren't Google use their search capacity to bring up these results. So it's hard to get good information. So this stuff's getting out there somehow. Whether it'll be there in a week or two, who knows? But it looks like something's happening in Ukraine right now, other than the war. Aliens hovering over Ukraine? Kyiv's main observatory says country's airspace visited by numerous UFOs with no military link. Now, boy. Someone said the quiet part out loud. Numerous UFOs with no military link. That person should be real careful about letting other people know where they sleep at night. It says, unidentified flying objects, or UFOs, as popularly called, have become an object of public discussion, blah, blah, blah. The latest to join the bandwagon is Ukraine, whose airspace has become host to UFOs in recent months. It goes on, it says, Vice reported that an excessive number of UFOs are flying over Ukraine, citing a new preprint paper published by Kiev's main astronomical observatory in coordination with the country's National Academy of Science. It's pretty sad that a country that's in the middle of being destroyed by another country that's, you know, 10 times their size has to be the ones to come out with transparency on the UFO phenomena. Pretty sad, isn't it, that it's Ukraine, that Ukraine's main astronomical observatory, in coordination with the country's National Academy of Science, they're the ones that are going to give us disclosure on UFOs. I mean, how bad is that? The paper is titled "Unidentified Airborne Phenomena 1." Based on the events observed using data from the main astronomical observatory of the NAS in Kiev and Venerivka, a village south of Kiev, according to the study's authors, observatories started looking for UFOs due to the growing interest in the subject. In other words, so many people were contacting them about the situation with the UFOs and what was going on there that they thought, hey, we better do something about this. It goes on, it says, the paper is titled UFO. It goes on, it says, down here at the bottom, we see them everywhere, the research said, adding, we observe a significant number of objects whose nature is not clear. The study is significant as there have been an uptick in UFO sightings amid state-sponsored research. For instance, Ukraine's top military aide, the U.S. announced in July that it would open a new office dedicated to UFO sightings called the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Now that should activate your spidey senses. First off, they're saying that the sightings have gone up as they've started to study them. That may or may not be true. It could just be that they've been there all along, nobody noticed, but now that they've begun the study, they're like, oh, hey, these things are all over the place. Or it could be something we've talked about before here, the observer effect, where the more you look for these things, the more you see them. Now, whether that's just because you're paying attention and you're noticing them, or it's because they are able to kind of hone in on that human curiosity, that emotion of human curiosity does seem to attract these things. Now, I don't know if that's good or if that's bad, but there does seem to be some sort of observer effect that attracts these phenomena to where people can see them. Take from that what you will. It goes on, it says, not just that the study is significant as there have been an uptick in UFO sightings. Then it says, not just that a U.S. House committee held an open Congress hearing on unidentified flying objects in May for the first time in about 50 years. It also released some videos while holding back many others for security reasons. Oh, man. You know, I think these guys, I don't know if they just get the same copy and then put like different made-up names on it, you know, claiming to be the author. But all these, and this, I guess, goes along with this whole thing about Google controlling the information that we receive. But these things are just like a template. Now, below this, it has another paragraph, and then here's the picture, the Tic Tac video. And they all pivot from what's going on now to what happened 15 years ago. And now before you would just see the video from 15 years ago, the Tic Tac video, but now since the Black Vault has been denied their FOIA request, they've had to come out and actually admit that they do have other videos that are much clearer and much better and much more high def, but you're not allowed to see them. It says, besides the U.S., Russia also revealed that its scientists were investigating the UFO sightings. In an interview with Russian television, the head of the Russian space agency said that aliens are to blame for some of the UFO sightings, with the writer with the writer in that the Russian Academy of Science was researching UFO sightings with nothing to do with aliens. Now, that's weird. That's a very strangely constructed paragraph. Apparently, the Russians are claiming that, hey, you guys are investigating the aliens and we're not. The head of the Russian Space Agency said that aliens are to blame for some of the UFO sightings with the writer, and that the Russian Academy of Sciences was researching UFO sightings that with nothing to do with aliens. I don't know if this is who's trying to throw shade on who here, but it's almost as if they're saying, we believe these are some sort of natural phenomenon, and if you believe in aliens, then you're crazy. Before, it was stated pretty much by all these authority figures that if you believed in UFOs, you were crazy. If you saw something, don't say something because people will think you're crazy. Now, it's got to the point where, well, yes, there are UFOs, but there aren't aliens. The UFOs that you see are either weather phenomenon, drones from the mysterious drone crews, or they are some kind of top secret weapon that we can't tell you about. And you shouldn't be concerned about it, even if it is, bad man Putin or the Chinese dictator Poo. Two people that we know probably aren't very nice people, but even if they have weapons that travel 33,000 miles an hour and can stop on a dime, you shouldn't be concerned about that. And someone says, well, maybe they're alien. You know, don't know if they're some sort of interdimensional creature. Don't know if they're some sort of spiritual creature. Don't know if they're some sort of organic creature from another planet. But maybe they're just some other entity operating these things. Maybe they're operating them from within the craft. And maybe they're operating them from outside the craft. Maybe it's not a craft. Maybe it's just a phenomenon. But it appears to have intelligence behind it. But now we've got to the point where they're telling us the craft's there, the phenomenon is there, but there's no intelligence behind it. And if you think there is intelligence behind this stuff, then you're a conspiracy theorist. Now, why would they say that? Knowledge. Knowledge is power. They don't want you and I, they being the deep state, the people that run our governments, whoever, they don't want the plebs to think that there is anything on this planet that might be more powerful than them. They can't afford to lose their status as top dog because their job is supposed to be to protect us, right? And if they're not able to protect us, they're not able to do their job. And if they're not able to do their job, then why are we paying them all this money? That's what it comes down to. So when you ask them to explain these UFOs, it puts them in a tight spot because they can't explain them. And let's face it, part of their job is to explain them because they've put themselves up as our keepers. They've put themselves up as our protectors. They know better than us. You can drive this car, you can't drive that car. You can heat your house with this fuel, but not that fuel. You got to wear a mask, you don't have to wear a mask. Take this shot, don't take that shot. They've put themselves up as our lords to tell us what we have to do every day from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. And we put up with that, a lot of us do, but the social contract is that they protect us from the boogeyman. But when you look up in the sky and you see the boogeyman and you say, hey, what are you doing to protect us from the boogeyman right there? And they know that they can't tell you anything they're doing. They have to convince you that the boogeyman doesn't exist. And that's what you see happening over and over and over again in every one of these articles. You rarely find an article where somebody just says, man, they have spotted thousands of orbs over Ukraine in the last couple months. Some are white or translucent, they're glowing. Some are black. But we've clocked them, and they're traveling around 33,000 miles an hour at times. They can go from a stop to a start. I don't know many objects that can go 33,000 miles an hour from a dead start, accelerate to peak, and then stop again. Something very weird going on here. It doesn't look like a drone. Can't explain it, but this is what we saw. You don't see articles like that. You see articles where they give you a brief glimpse of what people saw, then they immediately begin to debunk it and tell you it was probably drones or top secret. And then they pivot to the Tic Tac video and with the narration of the pilot, because, you know, this pilot's a very believable person, and I'm sure that he's being very honest. So they give you a limited hangout, they tell you a little bit, and then they let you know that, yes, there is other stuff, but we can't tell you about it because we're protecting you from the boogeyman. Now, the boogeyman could be Chinese or Russian, but he's not alien, because nobody believes these guys are competent enough to protect us from the boogeyman. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.